Seeds of Success continues here on 88.1 MyFM. We are talking to Kyle White. He's a co-owner of Milk House Farm and Dairy with his partner, Caitlin White. How's it going today, Kyle?
It's great, Grant. Thank you.
Fantastic. So, as I mentioned off the top, you guys operate Milk House Farm and Dairy. Tell us a little bit about what you guys do in your day-to-day operations.
Yeah, so Milk House Farm Dairy is a sheep's milk dairy. So we raise and milk dairy sheep, and then we take all of that milk and make a couple of different types of cheese with it on farm. So most of our days in the summer are spent milking, feeding, cleaning up, and then actually making the cheese and selling the cheese.
Okay, and I understand that you assumed the business about 15 years ago from some family, and it has just exploded since. Talk about that growth and where you kind of sit now in terms of your flock here.
Yeah, so we actually started the sheep operation ourselves. Kate's parents owned a farm here in Montague Township, so we had somewhere to start the farm. We started our first year, we had 8 ewes that we milked and 1 ram. And since then, we've grown, we milk around 64 to 70 ewes a year. And this year, I think we had about 180 lambs born. And we ended up actually buying the farm next door as well to keep everybody fed and happy.
Wow, that is quite the growth. I imagine your day is pretty crazy. Take us through what a typical day will look like.
So after we get our daughter on the bus, we race down to the barn. We set up for milking. We milk all the sheep, which involves, you know, cleaning udders, actually putting milking clusters onto udders, milking the sheep. Then one of us takes the sheep back up to the field where they're going to spend their day and graze, and then cleans the barn. Well, the other one heads into the creamery, gets all the milk into our cooling tank, and washes up all the equipment. That pretty much takes care of the morning. And then on a day like today, so Kate's gone into the creamer to make cheese. So she's going to then warm up that cooled milk. She's going to add some bacteria culture. She's going to add some rennet. She's going to make curds and whey. She's going to take those curds and mold them into cheeses. And they'll sit like that overnight. And then we get our daughter off the bus, grab some dinner, get her to bed, and then sneak off to milk again through the evening. We repeat the whole process again. And while that's happening, we also sell pasture-raised lamb, so we're just getting into harvest season on that front, so we're getting all of our freezers ready. You know, there's lots of field work, keeping fences standing, fixing all the things that sheep and people break around here, and that pretty much takes care of our day.
Never a dull moment, basically, is what you're saying.
Never.
Are there any unique challenges that come with primarily focusing on sheep milk as opposed to the typical dairy milk?
Yeah, it's, you know, and the principle is pretty much the same. We're using a machine to get milk out of a mammal. The main difference is a production. You know, a sheep obviously makes a lot less milk than a cow does. One of the tricks that sort of makes the dollars and cents work is that sheep's milk has twice the fat and protein in it than cow's or goat's milk. So when we're making cheese, we're actually getting twice the pounds of cheese per liter of milk than you would with cow's and goat's milk, which is generally why you don't see sheep's milk for sale as fluid milk. You see it as cheese or yogurt or even ice cream sometimes, because anytime you're producing a consumer product that you've concentrated those solids in, that's where you can really, you know, you sort of double your output on the milk side. The other kind of challenge for milking sheep is because they're smaller animals, it can actually be quite difficult to feed them well enough to keep up with their milk production. And not to say that that's not a problem for dairy cattle, but sheep sort of proportionally between the amount of milk they do produce and the digestive capacity they have, it can be a little more challenging. And part of that is that, especially in North America, milking sheep is still a pretty recent farming operation, and so a lot of the research into nutrition on the dairy sheep side is still pretty lacking.
Okay, and lastly, I understand that you have an open house coming up in a little while. Do you want to tell us about a little bit about what that is and what people can expect?
Yeah, I'd love to. So every fall, we have an open house, so people can come out and see the farm and kind of get a handle on what we really do every day. This year, it's going to be on October 16th and 29th. Those are both Saturdays from 10 until 3. It's a free tour. We run rain or shine. there's sort of three points of interest on the tour. There's our main barn where the sheep live and where we do our milking. And as I mentioned, our farm is next door to Kate's parents. And they actually operate a pottery studio and an agricultural museum. So you can visit all three sites. They're all free to come and have a look. You can drive between the three, or you can actually walk across the farm if you want to get a bit of a fall walk in. And we will be selling our cheese and lamb and also some of the wool products we make. And the pottery studio has pottery for sale as well.
Excellent. Well, I really appreciate your time this afternoon. Thank you so much for speaking to me.
Yeah, I appreciate your interest. Thanks so much, Grant.